I'll say right there, ladies and gentlemen, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. The Rush Fires of Freedom is live. In the Perfection Auto Works studio at 1030, The Voice, trusted local news and talk from the heart, body, mind, soul, and blue-collar spirit of me, where we actually do believe, sorry, I got a little ahead of myself there, believe a couple things. Your personal protection is your personal responsibility. We don't call 911 here. I got this all figured out. We also know that with education, wisdom, knowledge, and some form of courage, we all got to get involved, ladies and gentlemen, or... as I like to say once in a while, you're either driving your rifles or you're riding their rail cars. It's not like this one's different. We know our history. We know our history. Just getting a little wound up today. And the only reason I can do it, ladies and gentlemen, is guys at Perfection Auto Works. They've been supporting me since, I don't know what we're talking about here, 2 April, where we've been exhibiting signs of probably criminal toxic masculinity in the studio since 2 April, Anno Domini 2016. The guys at Perfection Auto Works, the people with the honor, integrity, and a desire to read not only the 10 commandments, but the 10 amendments to the Constitution of the United States of America. The first 10, the one that really mattered. After that, it was just basically human slavery over and over. Oh, what about the 13th, John? Yeah, read the 14th. We all got put on the plantation that day. Guys, Perfection Auto Works wanted to make sure that you understood anybody that drives in this town. You're driving out on those bombed-out Baghdad roadways. What is happening to your car is absolute destruction to the front end. Tech tip 900. Where are we at here, Mike? Tech tip 951. Give them a call at 323-8650. They will set you up for an appointment, and they will give you a free front end inspection and do 26 or 20, that's like 24 other things on the car. Ball joints, tie rods, struts, if you have that, shocks, if you have that, drag links. If you have an old Ford twin I-beam suspension and you've been driving in this town, that thing is probably ready for all the bushings and every bearing in it. Chuck Huckleberry does not reimburse you on this, but you know what? The guys at Perfection Auto Works are fair with your money. Hey, they're on our side, guys. Call them at 323-8650. I've been trained like a dog to talk at the speed of a pen. I know how that is. Also brought to you by my better half, my ground rod, my level, Danny at Biomed LLC. The way better half of me, guys, to providing me amniotechnology and the most impressive toolbox of plates and screws. That's my gig. As I know, one of these days I'm gonna be calling from the house, like hung on one of the big boulders because I fell off the roof. I'll be calling Danny, bring the plates and screws. We're gonna have to go down and I you know me in Western medicine, but I will let them put the plates and screws in me when I like tear myself all the crap. You can find Danny at biomedllc.org. We got this other new mesh product she's working on when they cut your arm apart and do not arthroscopic, but real surgery to change the elbow. You lay this amnio mesh on there when they put you all back together. Healing, 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 healing. Everything gets better. And it's, well, not the plates and screws, but everything else is brought to you by life itself, for life itself, and solves the chinks in the armor of my life itself. Also brought to you by the guys right down the street, Joe and Jimmy at Frontier Towing, providing 24-hour day, 7 days a week, 365-day solution to what we hope is a non-existent problem. I say it over and over and over again because I want everybody to really understand. I don't just say this. I don't want anybody's car to break down, but I know it's going to. I don't want anybody to get rear-ended today when you're just sitting at a stoplight. But you know what? It's going to happen in Tucson, Arizona. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I watch it every day. Coming home last night, big thanks Tucson Roadrunners. Saw the games last two nights. Cool stuff. I love hockey. Again, toxic masculinity when you get on the ice. I heard this week and it's driving me out of my mind. Toxic knowing you have a X or Y chromosome. What happened, ladies and gentlemen? Anyway, if you do get smashed on the side of the road, car stops running. I don't know, front end all disintegrates. You're just driving down the road. You see them once in a while. You know, the ball joint just separates on a Chevy pickup, like 79 Chevy pickup. Bottom ball joint comes out. You see the tires kind of laying out. Well, that's Chuck Huckleberry and Sharon Bronson's roads. And if you think it's going to get better, I know what you can do. Why don't you voluntarily go down to the county and instead of say, oh, let's do a half-cent sales tax, why don't you drag your butt down there and write them a check for $1,000? Just, hey, woo! So I'll be commies now. Mama, mama, we're all commies now. Sorry, didn't want to karaoke yet. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's just do this thing. I think we got it all covered. Yeah, we got it covered. Anyway, I would like to, just a couple of easy quotes, and I want to tell you a story. I want to do my history minute, ladies and gentlemen. But the great strength of the totalitarian state is it forces those who fear it to imitate it. The man's name was Adolf Hitler. This is way back in the day. Oh, wow. Nuclear clock says 1:12. Thank you, John. I appreciate that. Today, 14 April, Anno Domini, 2019. And what's happened, ladies and gentlemen, we've just been trained like rats. Sometimes it just doesn't make any sense. We used to know what crime, I mean, the simple word of crime, it used to mean an act harmful to another person. Now, it basically means disobedience, let me get my paper and start writing these down. I'll have about 45 like last week. There's one in Roman numerals. Keep track of my mistakes so I can go back and maybe get better, right? Anyway, now the word crime means not total subservience to the state. Well, how in the name of Mother Mary can the state be a victim? Crime, an act that hurts another person or their property and is not recompensed. We're 200 years away from intelligent thought in this country, and it's just going to continue to get worse and worse and worse. We have been taught, and they did it on TV. I remember 1991. Oh, you know, I say somebody that owns their own bag of meat and bones and understood when they got up in the morning, you got square with God. You went to bed at night, you got square with God. Somebody's door in this town came off the hinges and the guy turned around the corner and put about four in him with a .357 Magnum, looked just exactly like Dirty Harry's. What the immediate response of the Pima County Sheriff's Department? Well, you know, we don't suggest anybody taking the law into their own hands. Oh, I have an idea. How about I stand there, get my ass beat, watch my daughter get raped, and my wife get raped? No! The law is not of the state. The law is the law. It's not taking it into your own hands. Got a little history minute, ladies and gentlemen, and then I'll get out of here. Way back in the day, we're going to go back long time. I guess now it's called CE. for the TUSD students, it started in 70. Now they say CE, which is Common Era, but I'll go ahead and correct you history teachers at TUSD. That is called Anno Domini for a reason, not Common Era. You're really going to have to drag your school books out. What happened before the comma era, the uncommon era? So what made it common? Gee, willikers. In 70 AD, in a town called Masada, which is now in the Holy Land in Israel, in the last Jewish revolt against the Romans, God forbid we step up and, these guys took the law, oh my, into their own hands. This is one of the last, this is a big stand, guys. They were on a mountaintop fortress that was built by Herod the Great. They went up there and basically took the thing over, and they made a stand. There were 900 of these absolute bad, bad, bad asses. And they were not afraid to take the law into their own hands. They stood on that mountaintop fortress, and 15,000 Romans. It took them 3 years to break the will of these freedom fighters. 15,000 versus 900. Some people know about the high ground, right? Well, they had the high ground, and they had built a very complex way up there, This is almost reminds with Thermopylae. This was one of those 3 years they held them off. Of course, the Romans didn't run out of soldiers, ladies and gentlemen. They didn't run out very often, and they didn't quit. In the year 73 AD, ladies and gentlemen, sorry about that. That was my teeth getting right in my tongue. In the year 73 AD, that's Anno Domini for the TUSD students in the audience, they knew they were about to be overrun. And I'll tell you, many people, and even nowadays, I was reading watching a little documentary about Jonestown and Heaven's Gate. Well, this was the original one. There were 900 of these freedom fighters, and they had an idea. They knew what the Romans were going to do with them. They knew what they were going to do with their wives, their daughters, and their sons. And it had come to the point they had got to where they knew it wasn't going to work out. They were going to be overrun. This is personal responsibility, ladies and gentlemen. And even though they know it is a crime against God, and they knew it. These are hardcore Bible studying Jews. They knew it was a crime against God to commit suicide. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, this is what they did. Of the 900, they drew lots amongst the men. And the 100 that picked, however, I don't know what it means to draw lots, or I don't know, it's a crapshoot, right? 100 men were in charge of killing 800. Then they drew lots again. And then 10 men were in charge of killing the other 90. So each, right now you're at a point. These guys have been, they've killed like 80, or let's see, we had 800 divided. So 8, 9, we're up to each man has now killed 9 people. I mean, with swords. This is not my dad on the side of the road in the 357 when the cow needs to be put down. No, you're doing this with sword. This is what's called personal, ladies and gentlemen. So you draw your lots your last time, and one man is in charge of killing the other 9. And then, ladies and gentlemen, that man killed himself in the year 73 AD. Kind of reminds me, as you live in the, you know, land of the free and the home of the brave, this kind of reminds me of the Apaches. They wouldn't back down either. They took the law into their own hands. And as I say sometimes, hey, I was here first. You know, like when you're in line trying to get a beer, hey, I was here first. Well, they were here first. And maybe the advice is anytime you really want to start trusting your government, talk to an Apache. Talk to a Paiute. Talk to a Ute Indian. Go to the Navajo Reservation. Talk to one of these guys. And then I'll tell you what you do right then, ladies and gentlemen. Right then. And we're back live in the Facts.org studio at 10:30 a.m. Trusted local news and talk. Of course, from the heart, body, mind, soul, and spirit of me. I like to tell my story. Sometimes you guys know, you remember my old stories I used to tell? Old stories of how I grew up and how I became, I guess now it's this is probably a crime. I could probably be charged now that the government has taken on the ability to wag kids out of wherever they are and give them shots of mercury, formaldehyde, I don't know, live and killed viruses that have been proven over and over and over again to kill people. Maybe I got to tell you what happened in the good old days. I'm just thinking about a story, and I'm thinking about a story when I was a kid. My dad was a butcher. Now, I know how many butchers I've met since I've been in Tucson. 2 at the U of A, up at the farm up there at Roger and Campbell. They still teach them up there, ladies and gentlemen. They have an apprenticeship program right there, and they gave me a tour. I don't know. Well, I mean, why me, right? They gave me a tour of the place, walked me back where they actually knock them in the head. And this will, if you're, you know, between 18 and I guess about 35, you might not want to know that stuff that you buy from Wendy's is maybe you'll be driving down the road between here and Wilcox, and you'll see this big, huge black and white thing looks like a huge dog. That is food. Sorry, that's food. I know. It's going to really hurt your feelings. Back in the day, this is how I got to be what I am. I think I was 10 or 11, maybe 12, 13, I don't know. We walked out to some guy's ranch. My pop pulls out a 357 single action Ruger, pops that cow right in the face. I mean, right between his eyes, you know, the little cow brain's only about as big as a fist. It wasn't mean. That's food. It's not a pet. It's food. Just string it up on the A-frame. Now come the electric chainsaws, big knives, gut it out, bleed it out, quarter it up, and get it into coolers quick as you can. Let it age. I know this is a new one. Let it age for 23 days. Anyway, I'm just working on what has gone really, really wrong with our monetary system. Now, let me write that down. That's two, right? In Roman numerals. And I was working with my dad, and I up in northern Utah, they have this a lot of pig production. Oh, by the way, when you buy bacon, ham, that's from a pig. I know they don't teach that at TUSD. Anyway, I have big pig farms up in northern Utah, and we'd get these boxes. And the box, and I do have my tape measure. I was doing this morning. All right, the box is about 30 inches across, 18 inches deep. And I'd say the box, I'm going to guess here, box about 10 inches high. And it weighed, I don't know, somewhere between 40, 50 pounds, something like that. Anyway, you reach your hand in there and pull these big old staples out of the box and reach and pull it open. And the thing was full of ham hocks. And I'm talking real ham hocks that are dry, smoked ham hocks the right way. Now, I guess, could we even get a kid in a meat shop to do this at 14, 15, or 16 years old? I don't, like I said, I don't know how old I was, Dad. You're not helping me. Anyway, so you take the box over here by the big Hobart stainless saw, runs on 483 phase. You flip this thing on, it's like... And I'm talking, it'd lop an arm off in a heartbeat. You take the ham hocks, you run it through the saw twice. Okay, if we do our math at TUSD, if you had one piece and you cut it twice, you get three pieces. What an idea, right? One, two, three. Or ABC. Boy, that would have been a great song. Think about that next time, John. And you would take, now, as a kid, I slipped these. This is easy meat cutting. This is not complex. You take the three ham hocks. You have to do a little cleanup there. You know, just a tiny bit of cleanup because it has meat dust. It's not sawdust. It's meat dust. You clean the tops. You put it in a little foam tray. Take it over to the wrapper. And I know this is probably the worst radio I've ever done, but there's a reason I'm doing this. You wrap the tray. We had a weighing scale thingamabob there. Before you started, you threw the tray on there and you put your tare on there because we were honest about selling food. You don't sell the tray as a ham hock, even though the tray costs money. Tray's free. You get the tray and the plastic for free. Put the thing in there, and we had like I don't know how you programmed it, but the little, you threw it on there, it weighed it. You put the price in there and what it was, and the sticker came out. You put the sticker on it. I'm thinking at the time those things were about 29 cents a pound. Because to me, I remember getting my old man or me or mom would get a pack of ham hocks. I mean, and I mean beautiful. These were beautiful. Northern Utah, just really, really nice. You get the pack for 79 cents. I'm going to write that down so I keep track. All right. My dad was a lima bean guy. I personally am a pinto bean guy. It didn't matter back in the day. A Western family 1-pound bag of beans was 19 cents a piece. 2 pounds. Take your pick. Lima, it's personal choice day. 19 cents and 19 cents. All right, anybody worth their salt, we all know what goes into ham hocks and beans, right? You get an onion, a real nice big yellow onion. I remember because I threw these bags out of the pickup truck off the pallet. You throw them on the cart and you take them out in the produce area. 10-pound bag of onions was 59 cents back then. So one onion, let's just throw a number at it, 3 cents.
All right.
Write that down. Okay, secret ingredient, alert, one can of chicken broth. I think at the time, chicken broth was probably, I mean, it was Western Family. It's like store brand. I could catch them on sale 10 for a buck, but I'll just put 19 cents anyway. Paid full price. Okay. Secret ingredient. It's three. Secret ingredient alert. Half a teaspoon of chili powder. About a quarter teaspoon of cumin. About a half teaspoon of garlic salt. I don't know. You put a little salt in your hand. Bag of salt back in the day, you know, 5 pound bag of salt was like 49 cents or something. You know, put a little bit of salt in your hand, like it's, I call it a teaspoon. Throw the salt in there, crack some pepper in there, or just shake some pepper in there. You remember when a thing of pepper was 99 cents? Go buy that right now. All right, so let's say we just got 7 cents in there. And I'm shooting way over the moon there. And we do our math, so we got 80 and 40. That's $1.20 minus one is $1.19, $1.29, $1.38, $1.45, ladies and gentlemen. And all that went into the crock pot in the morning. And I'm talking, you are loaded up. You're loaded up big time. It's like 7 cups of water went in this thing because that's how much water the bean's going to eat. I mean, you're loaded up for 3 days. We would eat off this. 3 days in a row for $1.45? Go try it now. See how my numbers work. Oh, it's inflation, Sean, of course. Why? Why is it inflation? why it's inflation is because we lost control of our quote-unquote, well, we don't have any cash. We lost control of our monetary system and our currency system. We basically lost control of all of it. Corporate interests have basically taken over our government. If you think you're going to run and call your, unless you sponsored them for $300,000 or $400,000, I don't think you're going to call your representative and get anything done anymore. Like I said, you got to be a sponsor. This system is getting very close to collapse in that I see almost every law that's being passed right now is backed by, oh, gee, I don't know, somebody that's going to benefit from it. Don't need to bury my papa, by the way. That's just a great song. Mr. Banker by Lynyrd Skynyrd. And basically the reason we're all, unfortunately, unless we start to live a little differently, which I'm trying anyway. And one of the things that they have to lie about, and I'll tell you, this is one that drives me out of my mind. Because they have this huge government organization called the Bureau of Labor Standards. Read the whole Constitution one weekend. I know that's going to come as a shock to you guys. I read it all. Article 1, Section 8, Article 1, Section 9. I saw something about no direct income tax in there, but I didn't see anything about the Bureau of Labor Standards. It's kind of a shock. I know it's in the Good and Plenty Clause back in the back after, you know, a couple of shots of bourbon. You can find it in the Good and Plenty Clause. Anyway, the Chapwood Index, you can check these guys out on the interweb. The Chapwood Index has gone hard to teach you and I, mostly I, about the real cost of living increases. Because the CPI, Consumer Price Index, which you can find at the Bureau of Labor Standards, they try and tell us, let me just back that truck up for a minute. They lie to us and tell us inflation has been fairly steady at 2.1% for the last 50 years. That's a lie. Deflation of our currency has been at approximately 2.1%. But true inflation, hold on, let me get this guy's name and give him credit for this. Sorry about that. His name is Ed Batowski, and he starts this thing called the Chapwood Index, the real cost of living increase index versus their consumer price index. And the reason they lie about the consumer price index, and they had to take out everything you use, I mean, God forbid they leave gas in there, heating oil, eggs, milk, bacon. Anybody bought any bacon lately? Bueller? Anybody bought any real food? Drove the buggy down the store like I do? So cheap. If I'm getting beans, I get the cheapest beans of all. I've been to the bean factory, guys. 500 different kinds of labels. I don't know how many kind of pinto beans come out of Double Adobe and down there by on the south side of Wilcox. Looks to me like they're pinto beans. Dunk Creek, Colorado. I know they got two different varieties, one really pretty one and one that's a pinot bean. What's a bean? What does it matter what color the can is? Oh, wait a minute. I want a red can. I'm sorry. I don't want a blue can. All right. Real cost of insurance. Ed Batowski tells us he took 500 things that we actually use. Obviously, I don't have time in a million years to go through all 500, but I'll just select some I think is fun. Oh, he put in health insurance. You think CPI would put in health insurance? Now, that would be comical. He put in measuring spoons, mortgage, rent, electricity. Why would you count electricity? I don't know. Anybody in the audience? 790-2040. Have you noticed that there have been some increases in the price of electricity in the last 10 years? Like 100%? A clean double right now. Oh, they made a massive. See, Ed has made some errors. See, this is why it's so freaking high. He put in here water and sewer. Have we seen any increases in that lately? Anybody? Water bill? Bueller? They've been stealing us blind. What? Yeah, water bill. Sure enough. Had one sitting right here in a bag. Oh, this is beautiful. I bought $5.61 worth of water and paid $26.04 for it. Tax on tax on tax on I don't know, $500 desk chairs, $80,000 pickup trucks driving around there, and lifetime pensions. All right, Ed put in car loan payments, car lease payments, internet, air mattresses, coffee, Red Bull. We don't do that. Sushi, a filet mignon at the steakhouse, cereal, twin mattress, a barbecue pit, pine sole, charcoal, head of lettuce, a broom, couple AAA batteries in there, can of soup. Nice job, Ed. A deep freezer. I would highly suggest everybody get on Craigslist and get one of those pretty soon. Diaper rash cream. We all know about the babies. Baby powder. Got to have that. Little pasta. Skateboard. Candles. Oh, God forbid. Home insurance. Home association dues. That doesn't go up 5% every year. Yeah, it does. Car insurance. Oh, that's a great idea. Costco membership. Washing machine. Just had to buy one of those things the other day. Talk about government intervention in the free market. I go to Christie's. I like Christie's, local. I go in there and buy a washing machine, and they don't make black anymore, so I got as close as I could. And the guy comes over here and he says, "Hey, this is a really nice one. It uses very little water. Look at the electricity use on it. The damn thing doesn't use hardly any electricity." And he goes, "Oh, by the way, if you buy that one, you fill out this form and you send it to Tucson Water, and they give you $200 back." I said, "Put that thing in the truck. I'll take it right now." Bingo, baby. I will take it. Get a rip off the government for $200 one time. All right. Paintbrush, carpet shampoo rental, a Barbie doll and the outfit to go with it, light bulbs, printer paper, coffee. Buy any of that lately? Woo. Bread, circuses. Oh, no. Cheese. I'm sorry. Sausage and pizzas and a glass of wine, potato chips, eggs, milk, apples, a bottle of wine, piano lessons, Boy Scout uniforms, fabric softeners, dish racks, hand towels, tennis rackets, tennis balls, ballet shoes, baggage fees, gym memberships, a smoothie, Redbox rental, a movie ticket, energy bar, yoga class, a hotel stay, cat grooming. Who gets their cat groomed? This is like a joke to me. I won't even say it. Things girls use one time a month. Private school tuition. Boy, let's see how that is. Kinder music lessons, balancing your tires, perfume, toothpaste, water park admission, a PlayStation, a haircut for men, mascara, perfume, ibuprofen, pet clothes, nail. Oh, wait a minute, hold on. Pet clothes. Okay. Just for men, in case you're scared of your hair getting gray, John. I don't know, me and you suffering from toxic masculinity in here. Doctor visit, that's been on a path of no inflation. Doctor visit, park and pass, curling iron, birthday parties, birthday presents, birthday cards, balloons, Blockbuster rental. We don't even have Blockbuster anymore, but it's been around a while, you know. Parking meter. Oh, no inflation here. Parking ticket. Yeah, Tucson, Arizona, ladies and gentlemen. Highest parking ticket on the face of the civilized earth. Oh, I like, now that's, see, I like this, a tire repair kit. I'm the guy that has the plug kit, you know, get a flat, put the plug in it. Phone charger, a town car rental. Oh, that would be the politician when it comes to town. No, nobody listens to this show is going to rent a town car. That would be like a limo. But no, it doesn't have Uber on here. Oh, eyebrow waxing, aquarium and zoo admission, dental floss, eyeshadow, bathing suit for women, and a pro sports hat for men or women. Antifreeze. You want to just check the price on antifreeze, guys? I started buying antifreeze when it was $3.59 a gallon. I think we paid $11. Okay, we got Bengay antibacterial cream. We all need that, right? Lipstick, conditioner, sunscreen. That'd be a good idea for me. Car detailing, car washing, dry cleaning your suit, an oil change. This is kind of weird. Oh, boat rental. There you go. Hunting license. We know that has only gone up about 100% last 5 years. Cough drops, bicycle, mobile air compressor, jumper cables. We all know we need those. A round of golf, a set of clubs, allergy medication. Unfortunately, he puts condoms on here, and I had to say it out loud because it's on the list. Ladies and gentlemen, the real numbers. The real numbers. And I know it's not going to work, ladies and gentlemen, because if the real numbers ever got released by the Bureau of Labor Standards, these are things we actually buy. They put things on the list that they can manipulate. I know, it's called government control and central planning. I'll get you in just 1 second, Paul. Tucson rated number 33 on the list. And the five-year running average on the Chapwood Index is 8.6%. That's called YOY, ladies and gentlemen, right out of the Foundation for Economic Education. Year over year, 8.6%. Paul, how have you been today, young man? Welcome to Brush Fires of Freedom.
Hi, thank you. It's good to hear your program again.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the gift of your valuable time, Paul. I missed that. Sorry.
Thank you. Yeah, I have I'm involved in several different businesses around the country. I thought I'd call you and tell you what I did about a year and a half ago. I did a little research on the cost of living since I was a kid growing up in the 30s and 40s.
Oh.
And it came, I'll tell you what it came to, that 23 cents today, 23 cents, this was about a year ago, 23 cents was worth a penny back about 1940. So it's 23 to 1. And, you know, to simplify what you're doing there, you can just look at a candy bar and an ice cream cone, all that minor stuff that used to cost a nickel is now at least a dollar. So that simplifies at 20 to 1,
20
right?
20 to 1, yeah. My dad being in the grocery business for so long, and a lot of people, Paul, they say I have a photogenic memory. Not that I am photogenic. I have a photographic memory about what happened in the grocery store, and unfortunately, I've got a horrible habit. I smoke cigarettes, but I remember checking out groceries in the grocery store, pack of cigarettes, and a 24-pack of Budweiser. You walked out the door for under $20. You got one penny in change. It was $19.99 altogether. That right now is 100. Let's see, going to be up around 130 bucks, and that's only in 20 years. Well, that's an unusual thing to put it at, but beans and rice are the two things I look at. I mean, a staple food in the 40s was beans and rice. You get a 5-pound sack of beans, Paul, back then. I wasn't alive, but I'm thinking a 5-pound sack of beans like 89 cents or 50 cents or something like that, wasn't it?
I don't remember. I was not doing a whole lot of cooking at that time, but I do know that the price of houses, for example, we were in the construction business back at that time, and a good solid three bedroom two bath house was $5,000.
Yeah,
and my first car was right after the war was $1,200, and yep. You can see what the price is today. But I tell you, the government tries to maintain a 2% inflation rate just to keep the economy going. But I think where we really got off the ball, first of all, was giving these politicians a pension after 4 years, I think it is.
Yeah, they're not. I think I read it was five in the congressional stuff. They have a 5-year deal. It doesn't kick right in when they leave. That pension, I think, doesn't kick in until, you know, the average people work till 65. I think theirs kicks in at 55 if they make 5 years.
Well, how does that make my 65-year-old guy who's out here working on the bricks and mortar?
Yep.
He's 65 years old, and he's looking across the street at a retired government employee of 50 years old, and this 65-year-old is paying taxes that he can't really afford, so the guy across the street can play golf every day.
It's a horrible economic problem we're in. The problem is how I hate to say this, but the only solution to our economic problem is a crash of the petrodollar, the U.S. petrodollar. That's that everything. Anything else, we're all just going to be inflated away. You know, if you save in cash or save in a normal, what I call a CD, you can't even keep up with inflation. There's no possible way if you try and stay safe with your money.
Well, you've got to pay tax on that. my answer is to get rid of these government unions. I mean, the teachers are controlling the nonsense that's going on in our schools today, and I'm hiring high school graduates that don't even know what a foot is, much less try to measure it.
you mean this thing that says Stanley on the side of it, power tape? I can't. You tell me they don't teach that at TUSD, Paul.
I listen. When I interview a new guy and I say, "What? Tell me what you know about George Washington." Most of them will say, "I think he plays for the Redskins."
I'm sorry. I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming. I say, "Hey, remember when Jefferson said, you know, when resistance or when government becomes tyranny, resistance becomes duty?" They're like, "Jefferson, you mean George and Wheezy?" Well, I got to take a break, my brother. I appreciate your time. I don't know where this comes from. Oh, that's a great song. I haven't heard this in about 20 years. Live in the Fex and Auto Works studio at 10:30 a.m. The Voice. Revolutionary radio from the heart, body, mind, soul, and spirit of me. One of the most underrated guitar players on earth, Peter Frampton, swinging that Les Paul. Yeah, just playing a 61 Les Paul in this. It's a beautiful guitar. Sorry about that. And tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, many people in the audience are going to run out. Oh, wait a minute. You get to go out and pay your taxes. When some of you out there actually have to go out like me and it's called slinging out a check to these thieving, narcissistic, whatever, think to yourself, what is going on here? From the Foundation for Economic Education, why does the federal government have $1.4 billion, that's with a B, pounds of American cheese stockpiled? $1.4 billion pounds. And then, you know what happens when the government has $1.4 billion, that's a B. That's 1,000 times 1,000 times 1,000. Now, all of a sudden, they're stacked up with all these cheese. They can't give it away fast enough in school lunch programs, SNAP card programs, WIC programs, NCE, SFSP, all this. So now, all of a sudden, they start a brand new thing called the National Dairy Promotion Board, and they start coming up with the got milk thing, trying to sell the, again, the government overhand, putting its paws all over the place, just can't stay out of anybody's business. Now what do? They got into Domino's, they got into Taco Bell, they got into Burger King, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, and Wendy's, and they got in there and started trying to sell more cheese. They actually invented the cheesy quesalupa and the seven cheese pizza for Domino. Mark, what are we going to do? Sorry about that. Mark, how are you today? Did you catch that, Paul?
Yeah, it was hard, difficult to hear you over the...
Over the what?
The music that's on in the coming through that's on with people online versus...
I'm not
anyway, it doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. I didn't do it. I don't think. I usually hear the direct feed out, I don't know. Yeah, I see it. It's all right. What do you got going on? How do we fix the government cheese program? More government employees?
Well,
I've been hanging on to that. You heard me. I've been hanging on to that one. I want an easy softball out of the park. Government cheese, 1.4 billion pounds when you pay your taxes tomorrow. Lovely.
Yeah, it's all incremental steps toward slavery. And where even eventually we'll be anesthetized by the government cheese. Anyway, you started out with another historical neat thing that you talked about, the Mezzada or the Masada.
I know
pulled out for 3 years against the Romans.
Against the Romans, that was strong.
And you know, the Romans had more difficulty with the Judeans than any other group they ever tried to conquer. They had to repeatedly go back and put them down and take the survivors out into slavery, and they kept coming back, rising up, and until the final one in, oh, was it like 133 or something like that?
I haven't got to that one yet, and I will. It's called the breaking point. They just broke them, and you know, I hate to say that we're here, but. You know,
but the anyway, they killed, slaughtered. It was a Holocaust for them at that time. There were over 1 million people in the city and around the city of Jerusalem itself alone. And anybody who survived and was able to walk were dragged off to other parts of the Roman Empire as slaves.
As slaves.
And that's what they were afraid of, too. I mean, these were a group of rebels against the Romans, against the tyranny of the Romans that... said, we're not going to, you know, take it anymore. And they hold themselves up in this thing that Herod had built that was impenetrable. And it took the Romans 3 years to build a dirt ramp.
Yep.
From about 1,200 feet from the floor to the top of that mesa.
Yeah.
And
there was nothing. They were pretty trapped right there.
Yep, and then they had to use their Egyptian, what do you call it, Egyptian engineering?
Yes, Egyptian engineering.
To haul up those battering rams and whatever they did to put siege to the huge palatial fort up there. And those people could have lived up there for at least a generation.
Yeah, if they were left alone.
The supplies that they had.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, just go.
And,
that whole leave me alone thing, you know. I know it's especially with the Romans. They had a real control freak problem. .com, I guess,
right.
Before the internet, but it was kind of horrible.
And so now, and that's a warning to us all. If we allow these leftist, national socialist, Marxist, you know, Stalinist, Leninist, totalitarian, commie, fascist, Sharia law tolerant. American Workers' Party Democrats to get control and control freak away our rights, our liberties, our livelihoods, our wealth, and put us into government slavery. Basically, we'll be just like that.
Those that don't know history, ladies and gentlemen, sorry about that for the English speakers, are doomed. To either repeat it or let others repeat it on your behalf. Running into the very last few minutes, like always, Mark, we're slamming up to the end. I see. You've got 55 seconds. Did Adriana go away? Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Hey, Mark, I appreciate your call. I'm actually going to end the show like normal today, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to be very unusual. I don't think Maurice is coming in today. Are you playing a repeat? Sorry about that. So in, I don't know, 5 minutes and 37 seconds. You can go ahead. That'll be a repeat Maurice show. Stay at 4 o'clock As we know, the pastor of Tucson Radio, Pastor, talk about Bibles and guns. Jeff's coming in. We all love Jeff Prather. As for you and me in the audience, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes I'm talking to myself. If you would like to come with me on this, don't hit, don't steal, practice the golden rule, love thy neighbor as thyself. Life becomes a precious gift every day when you live that way. We'll see you next week on Brush Fires of Freedom. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your time.